Seated.
Oh.
Calling rules hearing this morning. Good morning. We are here on 2105 in the matter of the proposed amendment to WIPCAT 80403 relating to the remote administration of oaths at depositions. So, presenters I have this morning, Attorney James Rogers, Attorney Amy, is it Rizzo? And Speaker Cheryl Daniels, right? Okay, please proceed.
Well, Madam Chief, thank you, fellow Justice, thank you for being here. We speak on behalf of this rule petition, which seeks to make an amendment to Wisconsin Statute 80403. In some ways, it's an amendment to 80403-1, but really it's an addition to the statutes to incorporate for changes that have happened over the last pandemic. Specifically, beginning in March of 2020, the court issued emergency orders that allowed for relief from problems that began to creep up with 80403-1, and the court's emergency language struck a good balance for allowing the conducting of depositions remotely using Zoom and other AV tech, and practitioners throughout the state have found that that's an effective way to conduct depositions. They enjoy them for the efficiency, for the ability to get witnesses remotely, and simply, the court gave language that has been working for 2 years, and we ask the court today to embrace that language. It is rare that we have the opportunity to have a live experiment with rule changes like this. Normally, it's a little more drawn out. We have to have more parties involved, but the experience gathering feedback and information about this change has been uniformly positive. And in a situation where the court has given us language that's working, we see no reason to depart from it. The statutory language that we're seeking to amend has been without controversy, mostly since it was enacted back in 1975. If you search for cases about it, you won't tend to find any because people tended to believe swearing an oath before someone meant in their physical presence. The amendments and the course of changes to the other statutes tend to support the idea that even though you could find readings and you might be able to do so, the most common belief was that it meant that people were doing these depositions in person. When the court chose to amend their language to allow for telephone depositions, to allow for remote proceedings in circuit courts themselves, they typically were in very detailed and specified the procedures. Similarly, in the space involving court reporters, there's been a recent change via Act 125, which detailed specific procedures that court reporters must follow when notarizing and approving oaths for various business transactions, be it mortgage signings, title documents, you know, all the host of transactional matters you could imagine. The one thing they did leave to this court was the administration of oaths before depositions, and that means that this court has the space to act here, and we would urge it to do so. Again, to reiterate, because we've had 2 years, we would normally go through a survey of how this rules work, where we arrived at the language, but in surveying the legal community in Wisconsin, the universal consensus again was that the language was positive, that the emergency order language, when adapted to fit the statutory scheme that exists, was an ideal way to continue based on the positive experience we've had over the last 2 years. And rather than go through the details, we just simply wish to hope that the court would take the opportunity to make that language permanent and allow this to continue.
Thank you. Any questions? All right.
Thank you, Justices. May it please the Court. This is Amy Rizzo appearing as a practitioner and on behalf as President of the Wisconsin Association for Justice. I just want to add my piece to what our Government Affairs Director, Mr. Rogers, stated, that as a practitioner over the past 2 years, this system has worked. It has been beneficial. It has helped litigants and deponents save money, save time, and be safe. It has also allowed people with disabilities to have a more pleasant experience interacting with the courts. We really appreciate your consideration in making this permanent rule change. Thank you. Or I should say, are there any questions?
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good morning, Justices. I'm Cheryl Daniels. I am president of the State Bar of Wisconsin, and I just arrived to speak to support this permanent change in the rule. The State Bar went through the process of checking with all of the sections, and so with interested lawyers, the person agreed that this is a change that is needed. We went through and supported it through the Board of Governors, so we believe that this is a change that we hope that you will make and make permanent, and we appreciate your consideration of it.
Any questions? All right.
Thank you.
Thank you. With that, I think we've heard anyone and everyone who wishes to present on this issue, and so we appreciate you coming in this morning to do this presentation. We will now adjourn to discuss this matter. Thank you. Have a nice day.
You can do this right. Yes. I think we set a record. It has to be a record.